This is a Lunar Hiccups Adult Entertainment production. Enjoy.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. It's me, Ella, also known as Lunar Hiccups. You probably know me from audios on the internet, such as this one. I'm excited for you to listen to the audio, but before we get into it, I'm here to let you know that I'm a grown-up, legal, adult woman, and I do many adult things, such as farmers markets, going to bed at 9 p.m., buying canned wine at Target, taxes, and acid reflux. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hey, surprised to see me? Sorry to suddenly appear in your room. I know you gave me your spare apartment key for emergencies. Just that this kind of seems like one. Well, you weren't sounding very okay in your messages. Is everything all right? Oh, she broke up with you. Again. This always happens. You guys are lovey-dovey for months, then one day you get a big fight over something so stupid, and she breaks up with you in this huge melodramatic fashion. You wallow in despair for days, until she decides you've had enough. Then she reels you back in, just like a disciplined little puppy on a leash. It's honestly kind of pathetic. Oh, it's for real this time? Like it was for real the last time? And then super duper real the time before that? Okay, I'll stop. I hate seeing you like this. Of course I do. You've been like my bestest friend since we were little. Why wouldn't I? Look, no matter what my opinion is of your relationship, or how your girlfriend can be an emotionally manipulative witch, or how when she pulls the scrap, it bursts me kind of right. You're still my best friend. And it hurts me when you're sad. Especially when... Never mind. Look at you right now. You're like that sad, deflated balloon we found the day after your birthday party. Remember that one? You started to do that thing where you start feeling bad for inanimate objects. I saw it in your eyes. So I gave it a mercy killing with my shoe. But it's too late. You cried and made me give it a proper burial. You're so weird. Come on, I'll cheer you up. I brought some beer and your favorite snacks. And give me the remote. I'll put on one of those stupid movies you like. Want me to put on that one movie you've literally made me watch a dozen times, even though I tell you every time, it just goes way above my head. I mean, I still don't get it, but it always puts you in a good mood, so I'll watch it with you. Now scooch over the bed, dumbass. Okay, so after watching it for the millionth time, I think I get why you like this movie. Really just seemed like it was a bunch of memes though, you know? Well, I got you smiling a few times, so it was worth it. You want another beer? No? God, we're such lightweights now, it's so lame. Hey, quit hogging the blanket. Well, it's not like I want to be near you, doofus. It's just a little cold. You've always been like a human furnace. Always so warm and snuggly. Hey. Do you remember the drunkest night we've spent together? Yeah, right around when you and her started dating. You told me you were starting to get serious about her. The first girl you really felt that way about. And I got like super angry and told you everything I thought wrong about her. And then you got super angry and challenged me to a duel to like restore her honor or whatever. So we played Smash and I beat you. You said you were rusty. So then we played Mario Kart next and I beat you. And after that we played chess and I beat you. You pulled up some online IQ tests. And I meet you. We raced laps around the neighborhood. And I beat you. We did sit-ups and jumping jacks until our arms and legs wanted to fall off. And I beat you. We set up a beer pong table and I beat you. Easily. But you insisted that it was close, so we played again. You've always been a lush, and I, well, never could hold alcohol that well. So you saw your opportunity to swipe a win. So you wanted to keep playing. We played and played until we ran out of beer. So we started using liquor instead. And we played and played some more. Without you even taking a single win from me. And so we were too drunk off our asses to chase after the ping pong balls. I honestly thought for sure you were done after that. But you opened up YouTube and put on some beats from epic rap battles of history, and you told me we were gonna duke it out in a rap battle. And there we were. Giggling and laughing, causing a ruckus, probably waking up half the neighbors, dancing and drunkenly rapping like we were cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It sucked to be a boy to be so easily played by this Helen of Troy. God, that was so cringe. But I got you laughing. You remember that one too? No, I don't remember your lines, idiot. I mean, you were barely speaking English at that point. So what if she is pretty and sweet and kind of funny? Maybe it's all a trick to you. Maybe she just wants money. Yeah, I know you don't have any money. So that sure as hell is not why she was with you. I know why she was with you. Because more than anyone else. I knew you for you. The sweet, the sensitive, the kind, the adventurous, the fierce, the passionate you. That's what I hated about her the most. That's what hurt me inside the most. Okay, what I feel is an anger. Okay, I admit that I'm jealous, because when I see you with her, I can't help but wish it was, well, us. Oh, God. I still can't believe that after years of holding it in, that was how I admitted that I was in love with you. That I was in love with my best friend. But I said it too late. And you told me that you didn't see me the same way and that you will always be my friend. But you were in love with someone else. You were in love with her. It's funny. Even though you didn't win at anything that night, I still managed to be the one to lose. Sorry, that memory kind of ended in a downer. So anyway, it's kind of late, so I should probably get going. Okay, bye. You're holding on to my arm. I'm fine. I mean, the buzz is wearing off. I didn't even drink that much, you know? Oh, I see. You don't want to be alone tonight? Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll stay over. I'm borrowing a shirt and a pair of sweatpants, though. Jeez. When's the last time you did laundry? Move over, loser. You want to be a little spoon? It's been a while since I stayed over, huh? We used to do this all the time, remember? I'd tell your parents goodbye and then sneak back in through your window. Just me and you in bed, cuddling. Like, we didn't have a care in the world. It was the safest I've ever felt. You know, any other guy, if they had a girl like me in their bed, they would have taken advantage of it. But you never did you? Even when I know how hard you'd get. Oh my God, of course I knew. I mean, come on, it's the reason you always made me be the big spoon. You didn't want me to know how hard I made you. Lying in bed together, with my arm just draped around your waist. My soft body warming your back. My breath curling over your shoulder. I mean, it's been years, why still deny it? I mean, I bet if I flipped the covers over right now, you'd be pitching a tent in your... Oh my God. You totally are. Wow. Oh my God, don't look embarrassed. I honestly would have been offended if I didn't make you a little hard. But I mean, I figured you might have a half chub, but looks like you're hiding the circus from the greatest showman in there. Oh my god, is Zendaya in there too? I like love her. I'm kidding. I'm just teasing you. But when's last time you had sex? Oh. Wow. That was even way before she broke up with you. You haven't even masturbated either? Yeah. I guess it's kind of difficult to get in the mood when you're just really sad, huh? Does it hurt? It's really struggling to burst out of your PJs. A little? What? I'm not doing anything. I'm just resting the tip of my finger at the base of that bulge and tracing upwards just a little to the tip. Look at it go boing when I stop pressing the tip with my finger. Boing. 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 Maybe you should let it out. Get some fresh air. No, I'm serious. I'm afraid you're gonna cut off circulation keeping it stuffed in there. Whatever, it's not like I haven't seen your cock before. Remember that one time when I said I was gonna come over to play Smash? I made you think I still had to go all the way to your house, but I was already climbing through the tree outside your window. I think you thought you still had time to finish rubbing one out before I got there. I burst through your window and you tried so hard to hide what you were doing. But I saw enough. It's okay. It's okay. I'm just running my hand along your bare cock. It's throbbing so hard against my fingers. And your balls, they're really heavy. You weren't kidding about having coming in a while, have you? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm just wrapping my fingers around your shaft and tugging on your cock a little. You don't want me to stop, do you? Yeah. So, what about her? She's not here right now, is she? And for the record, she broke up with you. You guys are on a break or whatever. So, even if it feels like cheating to you, it's not. Just a friend wanting to give a friend a little relief. Nothing wrong with that, is there? Say it. you're such a good friend for giving me a hand job when I really needed one. A little louder, please. Now say, you're the most amazing friend. Please keep stroking my cock. You're the nicest girl I've ever known. Please keep stroking my cock. You're my bestest friend. Please keep stroking my cock. Good. You're my bestest friend in the whole wide world. Please keep stroking my cock until I shoot my hot sticky cum in your hand. No, I'm not kidding. I want to hear you say it. I swear to God, I'll leave right now if you don't. Much better. Now just lay back and relax, okay? I'll take good care of you. Look at how much pre-cum you're dripping into my hand. It's like getting all over my fingers. You taste good. Does she like the taste of your cock? No? Does she even like suck your cock? She complains about it? Wow, she's really the type of girl who just lays there, expects you to do all the work, huh? God, what a pillow princess. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting between your legs, and I'm gonna suck you off, idiot. Oh my God, shut up. I know how much you need this. Look at your cock. It's twitching and dribbling pre-cum the closer my lips get to it. Look how hard it throbs. And it feels my hot breath on it, aching for a hot, wet mouth to wrap around it. My hot, wet little mouth to wrap around it. How about some little kisses on the base of your shaft? Like this. Little slurps on the head. My little tongue teases your pre-cum down. You like that, don't you? Oh my God. Look at your face. You look like your eyes are about to completely roll to the back of your head. You've never had your cock suck this good, huh? Well, hold on to the sheets because I'm gonna give you the nastiest, sloppiest, slurpiest blowjob of your life. Your eyes. My mouth feels too good. Try not to come too fast. How about you take control then? Yeah. Just hold on to the back of my head. Yeah. Good. Now you control the pace. Go as fast or as slow as you want. Best friend who does this for you. Tell me how much better I am than your ex-girlfriend. Too hard. I was not ready for it. You can try again. I don't mind. Watching your cock completely disappear between my lips. Feeling my tongue dance around your shaft. And my throat open to take you. It's not weird. I mean, yeah, we've been close friends for so long now, but if anything, this feels natural to me. The way it should have been. No, I know you keep holding back, but you don't have to. You can come. You can come into my mouth. You can come straight into my mouth. Come straight into your best friend's eager little mouth. Not like her. I'm not gonna spit it out or make you come into a tissue. I'm gonna make you come on my little tongue, and I'm gonna swallow it all. Drink down that big hot load you've had pent up in your mouth. Come for me. Won't you come in my mouth? Come on, my tongue. Come for me. Tasty. How is that? Are you okay? You're still shivering. Came pretty hard, huh? Shh, it's okay. It's okay. Come here. Shh. You're such a sweetheart, you know? That's what I like about you. But you didn't do anything wrong, okay? I wanted to do that for you, okay? I wanted to make you feel a little bit better. Because that's what friends do, okay? What do you mean by that? No, you don't owe me anything. No. It's like, fine. Please don't make such a big deal about it. Oh my god, you're being so dramatic. It was just a blowjob. Hey. Hey, where are you going? Why are you pulling my sweats down? No. Hey. No. I mean, It's like, not that I don't want you to return the favor. It's just, okay, so I wasn't exactly expecting to do anything like this tonight. And, I haven't really, trimmed in a while. So, yeah. You don't care? I mean, it's embarrassing. You you won't feel good until we're even. I mean, I'll take a rain check if you really want. Yeah. I did get a little turned on sucking your cock. A lot turned on, actually. See, my panties are like soaked. You really want to eat me out right now? Okay. Fine, I guess. Yeah, pull them down. My panties too. Oh, sorry. Almost kicked you. I'll open my legs. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. I know a lot of guys prefer a bare pussy. Guess they watch too much porn or something, maybe? Hi. Are you gonna say something? You're just staring at me. My pussy specifically. It's beautiful. Oh my god, shut up. You're making me cringe. It's like a jungle down there. Prettier than the Amazon? Oh my god, shut up. Well, hopefully it won't take me 2 days to come. Especially if you tease me by kissing my thighs like that. Oh. Your tongue is getting closer and closer to my pussy. Gripping your hair back. Feel my pussy pulse around your fingers, thrusting in and out, so tight inside of me. Starting to wake up again. Let me just reach down and start stroking you again. It's been a while since you've felt this hard, huh? I can imagine. So, do you want to, like, have sex? I mean, we might as well just go all the way at this point, right? Just to try it out. Just have a little fun. Hey, where are you going? Not letting you go that easily. Yes. I'm gonna straddle you, so shut it. What do you mean you don't wanna hurt me? What's that supposed to mean? I'm not asking you to fall in love with me. I'm just asking you to let me take care of you. Because I'm your friend, and because I love you, and if that means I get a little hurt later on, I can handle it. Because my heart has reasons too, you know? all those nights you let me stay over because you knew my parents were fighting. You didn't ask, and I didn't have to tell. You just knew, and you let me be a safe space where I could pretend to be a normal girl when no one in school would even look at me. Because some girls started a rumor that I was a slut who had an STD. You'd walk beside me all day and kept me smiling. All those parties in college where you'd throw out my drink because I left it alone for too long. Or pretend to be my boyfriend to ward off some creep. Or carry me back to your dorm, tuck me into your bed while you slept on the couch. You've spent so much of your life protecting me, but you don't need to anymore. You don't need to anymore. You don't need to hold back anymore. Can let yourself give in, even just once, and let me take care of you the way I want to and the way I know you want me to. My hips. I'll guide you in. Inside me. Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh. Oh yeah, it's tight, isn't it? It's still kind of weird. Oh. But I could get used to it. Kissing them. Oh, suck on my nipple. Oh, they're so hard and puffy for you. Oh, make me feel good. Make me feel good. Oh, make me feel so good with your tongue. Oh, make me feel good with your kisses. Oh, make me feel good with your cock. Oh, your hard cock. Throbbing against the gushing walls of my pussy. Oh, bursting deep inside me. Oh, oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Who's calling you this late? Oh, my God, why is she calling you? Sometimes she just wants to talk. Oh, my God. Don't even look at that phone. Don't you see how she's emotionally manipulating you? Keeping you on a short leash. Checking in to make sure you're not spending the night with anyone. Okay, maybe she used to be good for you. But she's changed. And you don't deserve the way she's been treating you. Not when I can treat you the way you deserve to be. Please. I'm the one with you right now, okay? I'm the one with you right now. I'm the one fucking you right now. I'm the one fucking you. Yeah. Should we just let her listen? Uh-huh. Listen to you moan and groan as you fuck me. Listen to the sounds of our bodies and our breaths mixing together. The sound of your cock sliding into me. Listen to how hungry you are for me. Kissing my neck. Curling my head as you pound me against the bed. Fuck, that would be so hot. You don't need her anymore, okay? You have me now. You have my pussy, you can fuck. And you can come inside me as much as you want. You wanna come inside me? You wanna come inside me? I'm getting so close. Keep fucking me like that, okay? Keep fucking me like that, and you can come inside me. Pull me up when you come. Oh, yeah, your cum belongs inside me now. Your cum belongs inside me, yeah? You wanna make a mess inside me, don't you? You wanna make me take your cum, don't you? Yeah? Yeah, I want you to. I want you to. I want you to. Oh, make me come. 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 Come inside me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Oh my God. I think she finally got the hint. What are you gonna tell her? Yeah, that sounds like a tomorrow problem. Well, let's just be together right now. Okay.